It was a lovely thing, but it was a joke of a shepherdess, made by someone who'd probably never seen a sheep up close. What had Granny Aching thought about it? Tiffany couldn't guess. She'd seemed happy because it's the job of grandmothers to be happy when grandchildren give them things. She'd put it up on her shelf, and then taken Tiffany on her knee and called her my little Jigget in a nervous sort of way, which she did when she was trying to be grandmotherly. Sometimes, in the rare times Granny was down at the farm, Tiffany would see her take down the statue and stare at it. But if she saw Tiffany watching, she'd put it back quickly and pretend she'd meant to pick up the sheep book. Perhaps, Tiffany thought wretchedly, the old lady had seen it as a sort of insult. Perhaps she thought she was being told that this was what a shepherdess should look like. She shouldn't be an old lady in a muddy dress and big boots, with an old sack around her shoulders to keep the rain off. A shepherdess should sparkle like a starry night. Tiffany hadn't meant to... She'd never meant to... But perhaps she had been telling Granny that she wasn't right. And then, a few months after that, Granny had died, and in the years since then, everything had gone wrong. Wentworth had been born, and then the Baron's son had vanished, and then there had been that bad winter when Mrs. Snapperley died in the snow. Tiffany kept worrying about the statue. She couldn't talk about it. Everyone else was busy or not interested. Everyone was edgy. They'd have said that worrying about a silly statue was silly. Several times she nearly smashed the shepherdess. But she didn't, because people would notice. She wouldn't have given something as wrong as that to Granny Aching now, of course. She'd grown up. She remembered that the old lady would smile, oddly sometimes, when she looked at the statue. If only she'd said something. But Granny liked silence. And now it turned out that she'd made friends with a lot of little blue men, who walked the hills looking after the sheep because they liked her too. Tiffany blinked. It made a kind of sense. In memory of Granny Aching, the men left the tobacco. And in memory of Granny Aching, the Knack Mac Feagle minded the sheep. It all worked, even if it wasn't magic. But it took Granny away. "Darth Woolly," she said, staring hard at the struggling Pixie and trying not to cry. "Is it true what Rob Anybody told me?" Darth Woolly's eyebrows went up and down furiously. "Mr. Feagle, you can please take your hand away from his mouth," said Tiffany. Daft Woolly was released. Rob Anybody had looked worried, but Daft Woolly was terrified. He dragged his bonnet off and stood holding it in his hands, as if it was some kind of shield. "Is all that true, Daft Woolly?" said Tiffany. "Oh, wheely, wheely. Just a simple yes or... a simple aye or nay, please." "Aye, it is," blurted out Daft Woolly. "Oh, wheely, wheely. Yes, thank you," said Tiffany, sniffing and trying to blink the tears away. "All right, I understand." The Feagles eyed her cautiously. "You're nae going to get nasty about it," said Rob Anybody. "No, it all works." She heard it echo around the cavern, the sound of hundreds of little men sighing with relief. "She dinna turn me into a pismire," said Daft Woolly, grinning happily at the rest of the Pixies. "Hey, lads, I talked wi' the hag, and she dinna e'en look at me crosswise. She smiled at me." He beamed at Tiffany and went on, "And ye ken, mistress, that if'n you hold the baccy label upside doon, then part of the sailor's bonnet and his ear become a lady with name." "Ach, there I goes again, accidentally nearly throttling ye," said Rob Anybody, his hand clamping over Woolly's mouth. Tiffany opened her mouth but stopped when her ears tickled strangely. In the roof of the cave, several bats woke up and hastily flew out of the smoke hole. Some of the Feagles were busy on the far side of the chamber. What Tiffany had thought was a strange round stone was being rolled aside, revealing a large hole. Now her ears squelched and felt as though all the wax was running out. The Feagles were forming up in two rows, leading to the hole. Tiffany prodded the toad. "Do I want to know what a pismire is?" she whispered. "It's an ant," said the toad. "Oh, I'm slightly surprised. And this sort of high-pitched noise?" "I'm a toad. We're not good at ears, but it's probably him over there." There was a Feagle walking out of the hole from which came